Airchecks.com.
KNUS, with the world's greatest contest, officially on the air. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes to be offered over the coming days. And if you've yet to get us a card, don't sell yourself short. What would you choose from the new KNUS, regardless of cost? At any moment, the show to which you're listening may suddenly stop, and the prize you picked may be offered. The world's greatest contest.
KNUS and Ken and Granny and Helen ready. You know what a happy marriage is? That's when a couple is as deeply in love as they are in debt.
I am woman.
Hear me roar.
The world's greatest contest.
And now, as I drink my coffee, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play the world's greatest contest and listen to the prizes we have this time. A new wardrobe has been asked for by one of our listeners from Neiman Marcus, no less, and KNUS will furnish $500 for that new wardrobe. Another contestant, I would like to win $1,000 cash. And another request, a round-trip airplane ticket to Austin, whatever turns you on. 60 seconds now, and if that's yours, give me a telephone call at 742-5542. You must be one of those three, and we'll try it now.
Hello, KNUS. Hello, is that you?
No.
All right.
Hello, KNUS.
45 seconds.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who is this, please?
Mike Hinton.
Mike?
Uh-huh.
Mike, you are not one of our contestants. Thank you for calling. Hello, KNUS.
Sarah Pesner.
Who is this?
I'm her brother.
What's her name?
Pesner.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, but thank you for calling. Hello, KNUS. Hello, KNUS.
Becky Smith.
I'm sorry? Oh, world's greatest contest, KNUS.
Johnny Roach.
Johnny, you're not one of our contestants. I'm sorry. Hello, KNUS.
Jordan Gray.
Who is this?
Jordan Gray.
No, I'm sorry. You're not one of our contestants. We're looking for three names who sent in those requests. KNUS.
Frida Ludwig.
Frida, you are not one of our contestants.
Just announced will be recycled. You may hear them again in another prize collection. The world's greatest contest.
Fun to play. I like that. I tell you what, though, you got to be one of the people who wrote in the card before you can call in, see? We'll try it again, though, in just a little while. As a matter of fact, Hal Martin has more prizes. That time, prize value was well over $1,500, and the world's greatest contest is on the air at KNUS. KNUS and you and I. That is by Yes. And I am so sorry, Arthur Lewis. We would have bought you a whole new wardrobe, and we still might, because we're going to recycle your card, as we will T.C. McAdams. We're waiting to hear from you, T.C. You wanted the $1,000, and Deborah Fleming wanted to go to Austin on the airplane.
Hey.
Okay. KNUS Dallas and Ken and Granny, and I'd like to make it with you. That's Babrid. 8:21 is the time, and as you heard just a few seconds ago, we stopped the music and started the game, the world's greatest contest. And a little later on this morning, Hal Martin's going to offer something for the kitchen as a part of his prize package. Well, what you have to do is to remember now what you sent in for. And then when you hear it called out on the air, you call us. You'll have 60 seconds to do that at any one of our many, many telephone lines. And if we hear from you within that 60-second period, the prize is all yours. And that's why we call it the world's greatest contest. And then a little later on this morning, we're going to play our high-low game. If you're traveling around the country today, you might like to know that there's a widespread area of cloudiness over most of the United States. Cold, gloomy, wet weather over the nation's midsection. And I suppose that would mean around St. Louis and Chicago. This is all because of a complex frontal system attached to a low-pressure area.
So complex. I don't want to hear about it. It's just wet, cold, and clammy up there. I look like a jack-o'-lantern this morning. I have on my dark orange velvet hot pants and blazer with leg of mutton sleeves and forest green and dark orange turtleneck bodysuit underneath. And this is forest green pantyhose I'm wearing with my dark orange suede clogs and my green contact lenses. I'll tell you what, I'll have to take my whip here and beat off Hal Martinet when he comes in. Has my apricot-colored poodle, Francois, sitting just outside the door with me, Francois, wearing a diamond dog collar, valued at $29,416. I didn't take anything about that defeat yesterday, but the George Allen Redskins, except two things. One, I just hate George Allen. I shouldn't say that, so let me put it to you another way. I can't stand George Allen, and that's why I hate him. And other than that, the one thing that galls me even more about the Cowboy defeat is this much. And that is, I can't stand to be not just in second place, but in second place with the New York Croak Giants. Oh, that's hard to take. I mean, anything else, I couldn't eat my crunch of granola this morning just thinking about it. Well, that's all right. We got them coming down here, and we better be able to pour something on to them, or I'm going to be sore upset with Tom and everyone. I'm liable to fire Clint. I'm liable to fire them whole dudes, every one of them. I won't be taking no Shakey's pizza to them today, I tell you that.
Shakey's is good, isn't it, Granny? Shakey's is the best thing I know of when it's cool like this in the fall. And it is. It's nice 55 degrees in Fort Worth and 56 degrees in Dallas. I wouldn't even mind having some Shakey's early in the morning for breakfast today.
Well, no one just wants to have Shakey's for breakfast. They want to have Shakey's 3-4 times a day. And Stacio is under orders to eat Shakey's pizza 4 times a day. I mean, he's rich. And once you get so much money, people's been coming around there to see Andy and me for a long time because we're serving up the best pizza in the world. They're going to keep on coming. And so I've said to him, Andy, you know, once you get so much money, what can you do? And he said, I don't know, Ms. Emma, eat 4 times a day. I say, that's a good idea. You eat 4 times a day of Shakey's pizza so you can maintain our quality control check.
Is that what he is?
Andy's a front. A lot of people think he's my godfather. He is in a lot of ways, but mainly he's a front. He's my quality control expert. So I have him eating pizzas as many times a day as 4 and 5. And remember, whenever you go into any Shakey's, anywhere in the Fort Worth and the Dallas and the Mid-Cities area, Andy Stacio, short, squat Italian feller, will make you a pizza you can't refuse.
KNUS Dallas at 8:28 in the morning with Ken and Granny Emma. I can hardly believe that Lamar Jean Hunt's Kansas City Chiefs got beaten yesterday by the Philadelphia Eagles.
I demand a recount.
KNUS Dallas plays commercial. 8:30 at the new KNUS. This is Ken and Granny and B.J. Thomas.
I just can't help believing.
KNUS Dallas, creator of the world's greatest contest. 5 o'clock with Kevin McCarthy. Baby, now that I found you, we're going to make a lot of peanut butter sandwiches together. With Kevin McCarthy, it's 5:03.
From Preston Road. The world's greatest contest. Offering thousands of dollars daily in cash and prizes. Here's another example.
If there's been a bug in your thoughts recently, my prize package has something you won't want to miss. Is only moments away from offering a prize package valued at over $3,000 in the world's greatest contest. KNUS are one of the most beautiful songs that Crosby, Stills, and Nash ever did. For their first album, this is Helplessly Hoping.
Contest.
This is Kevin McCarthy with a prize package today valued at over $3,000. I have 4 cards today, one from a person who would like a 10-speed English racer bicycle. And since they'd probably have to drive somewhere to pick it up, we'll throw in $150 for cash if you score. Another person would like for us to take care of their car payments for a year. I have another card from someone who would like for the new KNUS to pay for their next vacation. And my final card today is from someone who would like to score some cash. Not a little amount. They'd like $1,000. If one of those is your cards, you have 60 seconds to reach me from right now. KNUS, this is Kevin McCarthy. Who's this?
Houston.
Tim, I'm sorry. It's not your card I have. KNUS, who's this, please?
Steve Tuck.
Steve, I'm sorry. I'm not holding your card. The new KNUS, who's this, please?
Wes Jean.
Wes, I don't have your card. I'm sorry. The new KNUS, who's this?
Norman Lewis.
I'm sorry, Norman. I don't have your card.
The new K-News. Who's this, please?
Debbie Truitt.
Who?
Debbie Truitt.
Debbie, I'm sorry I don't have your card. The new K-News. Who's calling?
Vicky Muncy.
I'm sorry, it isn't you I'm looking for. The world's greatest contest. We're halfway over. Who's this?
Groucho Marx.
Groucho, I'm sorry it isn't you, my little boy. K-News, who's this, please?
Gary Franson.
Gary, I don't have your card. The new K-News, who's this?
Peggy Bingham.
Peggy, it isn't you. 15 seconds, who's this?
Regine Jones.
I'm sorry, I don't have your card. The world's greatest contest, who's calling?
Ron Abel.
Who?
Ron Abel.
I'm sorry, it isn't your card. New K-News, who's this, please?
Wakefield.
I'm sorry, I don't have your card. New K-News, who's calling?
Granny Hammer.
I'm sorry, Granny.
Cards just announced will be recycled. You may hear them again in another prize collection. Greatest contest.
Today in the world's greatest contest, I was looking for Rhonda Breland, who wanted a 10-speed English racer, and we were going to give her $150 extra. Brenda Metter, who wanted to win $1,000 in cash. Carolyn Crowley, who wanted us to pick up her car payments for a year. And George Barbie, who wanted the new K-News to pay for Hicks' next vacation. Tommy Kramer has a great deal tonight.
When
KNUS and a plank over the Trinity River
in Oak Cliff.
Clear, windy, and cooler tonight, low 45, in Fort Worth, 73 degrees. Downtown at the McClendon Building, 74 degrees at KNUS. KNUS and music from the land where flash is king. This is the Pusher Man. With Kevin McCarthy at the new K-News and the world's greatest contest, only minutes away again. KNUS has an official red, white, and blue truck and top to cover the top half of your body. You can stay naked on the bottom half, I don't care. It goes to the seventh caller on the studio lines now, 742-5542 or 263-KNUS. Congratulates Vicky Weir of Lancaster. She's going to cover her sexy body with an official K-News truck and chop. The way it ought to be with Kevin McCarthy and Cream at 5:35.
Memorial Auditorium. KNUS gives away the music all weekend long with a winner, an hour. A winner, an hour. Sometimes more. Carole King, Doobie Brothers,
winning
Cat Stevens, John Denver, Vance,
everything.
Superfly, Rhymes and Wizards, Catch Bullet 4, Rockin' on
Weekend,
Double Street, and Truckin' Tops. Sure. When you hear the cue, call us to win. All weekend, a winner, an hour. Sometimes more.
KNUS with Tommy Kramer going Italian tonight and offering you a deal you can't refuse. Tonight, in the world's greatest contest, this is John Denver.
He was born.
KNUS has offered nearly $100,000 in cash and prizes in the world's greatest contest.
It's a little bit.
Information at 5:50. I'm Dave Cook. Saigon, there are reports today that the U.S. is sending its own minesweepers to clear North Vietnam's harbors of the mines we put there.
Rod Roddy, my column. The Army's 72-hour soldier program is being closed. Under this experiment, young men had tried Army life at Fort Jackson, South Carolina for 3 days before deciding whether to enlist. The Army found after 6 months of testing that the plan was successful in recruiting 83 out of every 100 young men who tried it. So, having found this new method of enticing youngsters, which really works, the Army says this program is being canceled. Reason? It costs too much. Now, while I have my doubts that anyone could get an accurate picture of a different lifestyle in a 72-hour period, I feel that if the government is really serious about that proposed all-volunteer Army by next year, the cost of such a successful recruiting program, one that is 83% effective, should be no object. We certainly haven't cut any corners on costs that I can see in other areas of defense. I mean, if we can spend all that money in Vietnam, why shouldn't we spend as much as it takes right here at home to get the best volunteers possible for our Army? This is Rod Roddy, Inside KNUS Information.
Boston. Now, more music with Kevin McCarthy on KNUS.
Bingo,
Chicago, roll me a stone. This is Kevin McCarthy. Good night.
Stay in the rest, Dallas. At 6 o'clock, it's Tommy Kramer, the world's greatest contest. A total prize package value tonight of $2,296.01. I get to keep the 1 cent.
Airchecks.com.